You have clicked on day two of our long A vowel team practice. Vowel teams are when two vowels work together to make one sound. The sound we are practicing this week is the long A sound. The vowel teams you will see are AI in the middle of a word and AY at the end of a word. We will be practicing five spelling words and two sentences. I will say the spelling word out loud, make each sound in the word, and you will write it down. Our first word is hair. H-A-R. Hair. You should have H-A-I-R. Our next word is spray. S-P-R-A-Y. You should have S-P-R-A-Y. Our next word is always. A-L-W-A-S. You should have A-L-W-A-Y-S. Always. Our next spelling word is grain. G-R-A-N. You should have G-R-A-I-N. Our last spelling word is quaint. Q-A-N-T. Quaint. You should have Q-U-A-I-N-T. Quaint. Let's move on to our two sentences. I will say the sentence out loud. You will repeat me. You will count the number of words in the sentence, and then you will write it down. Our first sentence is, the dog needs a haircut. Please copy. Let's count those words. The dog needs a hair cut. There are six words in this sentence. Please write them down. Remember to begin with a capital letter, put spaces between every word, and punctuation at the end. The dog needs a haircut. The dog needs a hair cut. You should have the capital T H E space, dog, D-O-G, space, needs, N-E-E-D-S, space, A, space, hair, H-A-I-R, space, cut, C-U-T, period. The dog needs a haircut. Our next sentence is, spray your hands with the mist. Please copy. Let's count those words. Spray your hands with the mist. There are 6 words in this sentence. Please write them down. Remember to begin with a capital letter, put spaces between every word, and punctuation at the end. Spray your hands with the mist. Spray your hands with the mist. You should have spray, capital S, P, R, A, Y, space, your, Y-O-U-R, space, hands, H-A-N-D-S, space, with, W-I-T-H, space, the, T-H-E, space, mist, M-I-S-T, period. Spray your hands with the mist. You have just finished day 2 of our long A vowel team practice.